Hello, this is Mike Swanson of WallStreetWindow.com. We got a very special guest with me today. I'm speaking with Olivier Tischendorf, who runs the website Tischendorf.com in the Tischendorf Letter. How are you doing today?
Hi, Mike. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. It's great to talk with you. We actually spoke just the other week. At the time, the S&P 500 was around 1925, and we were looking at what we thought was some sort of bear market rally in the stock market, and we were talking about Tesla and Apple and gold and very other things. Now, since then, the S&P 500 has gone up more. It went above 2,000. It went above the 150-day moving average even, although today it's down 16 points. I've read many commentaries from people very excited about the stock market now. They say we just had a correction and we're just going to go up to the highs and go up from then on. And very exciting time, they say, time to buy, time to not stop, not wait. So I'm curious, what are your thoughts, according to what we've seen happen over the past couple of weeks?
Yeah, that's a very difficult question to answer. Everybody wants the answer to that question, obviously. Personally, I think the market has surprised a lot of people with this rally. There's a lot of strength. I personally believe, we touched upon that subject last time we talked, adapting to markets. When the information the market gives us changes, we have to change our behavior, our trades, close trades or open new trades. By definition, we are in a bear market because we're trading below the moving average 200. The moving average 200 with the SPY, the S&P 500 ETF, is pointing down, trending down, so that's a bad sign. But I see constructive patterns. We talked about Tesla last week, 2 weeks ago. This is incredible strength. Apple as well. Apple and Tesla are trading above their respective moving averages, 50. So this is, if you're short, you're probably in trouble. And so last time I said stay away from Tesla. I really don't know if it's going higher or not. It's a dangerous market for both. I mean for short, for bears and for bulls.
Well, let me ask you about gold, because it's sort of also done a very similar thing. If we look, for instance, at the GDX gold stock ETF, which for people listening, I do own it, but it fell below 13 in January, and it went all the way up to practically 21 just a few days ago. Now today, it's at 1950, but the thing is, from below 13 to 19 in less, little over a month, that's a tremendous move. You know, just like the Tesla chart has had a tremendous move, so has the gold stocks. So I also kind of tend to think that it's actually in a very difficult time for people just to try to short it or even to try to buy it at this moment. You know, I've seen lots of people try to short it by buying this ETF Dust, and it's made a new low. It was $20 in January. Now it's like $4. So, what's your take on the gold stocks?
Well, I mean, we agree on the fact that this is, right now maybe, but when the rally started, that was not a good idea to short this rally, because it went above the moving average 200, and then you don't want to short these moves. I don't remember if we talked about that during our last interview, but the idea is when a stock, especially a stock in a downtrend like the GDX, after a long bear market, crosses the moving average 200, and then this separation move. The more it moves away from the moving average 200, the more it has the potential to pull back in an orderly fashion, and then the moving average 200 has more time to you know, to flatten out and then to trend higher in order to provide support once price comes back. And I think we agree that we talked a bit beforehand. We agree that at some point in time there will be a pullback for the gold stocks, and the further they're able to the higher they're able to move before the pullback starts, the better off they will be.
Well, I that makes a lot of sense to me. I really kind of feel like, and it's when I look at Tesla, it's the same sort of thing. That right now, like this exact moment, it'd be very difficult, I think, to go long that stock because it's just gone straight up, you know.
I agree. But
again, it's tough to short it too. It's, you know, expect it to go. It's not going to go straight down, right?
But this is what beginning traders do not want to hear. Tesla is a great example for a stock you don't want to touch right now, because if you want to go long, you're chasing. You're potentially chasing. If you're shorting, you're shorting a stock that is showing too much strength. So at times, it's best to do nothing.
I fear, though, that most people in the market, as we're talking, I was just looking on Ameritrade, and they have a list of the top traded stocks, and it's all the FANG stocks. These are the top traded stocks in February: Google, Amazon. Tesla is actually one of the top bought stocks in February, interesting enough. But regardless, if you watch this thing month by month, it tends to be that people tend to chase these things after they've had a big move. And my thinking is, if you're in a bull market, people can get away with that. So for if they wait. So for example, the GDX, a lot of people were going to buy it above 20. If it were to fall to, say, 17, then they're going to have a loss. But if they hold and it goes back up to 25 or something, who knows? Just speaking hypothetically, by the end of the year, then they'll make money. But in a bear market, the chasing and hoping the market's going to, you know, fix your mistakes, that can turn into disaster.
It's a good point you bring up, because I would say the following. My strategy is to what you just described with the GDX, you know, when there's a pullback, and instead of, you know, hoping and buying the pullback, and I'm more of a breakout trader. I'm not the typical pullback trader. So what I would suggest is, you know, keep a list of the strongest stocks, especially the gold stocks, if you're interested in trading gold stocks. And then if the pullback comes, try to find the stocks that have almost no overhead resistance. Because, I mean, we talked about it beforehand. There are probably 150, 200 really liquid gold miners traded on the U.S. Exchanges. And no matter what's going to happen in terms of how deep the pullback is going to be, if this is a bull market, there will be a few stocks that will print an all-time high when all the others are pulling back. So this is just my personal style. You know, everybody is free to do whatever they like. I mean, it depends on your personality, what kind of trade you're going to put on. But personally, I like to trade breakouts, and I like to trade stocks that have pattern pressure, and when you enter, they can move higher, and there are no sellers because nobody wants to sell for a break even trade. So that's what I do. These are the types of stocks I favor.
Well, if we look beyond, forget about the gold stocks, if we look at the rest of the stock market, are there any stocks right now that you have your eye on for a potential trade?
Yes, I do monitor strong stocks at all times, and there's one stock. I own the stock, so just for disclosure purposes. It's OLED, Universal Display Corporation. And what's interesting about this stock right now is it's the market is pulling back, the market as in S&P 500, and this stock is slightly in the green. I mean, very slightly, but it's resisting selling pressure. And what's really interesting about this stock is they had earnings and the stock gapped down 20%, which, you know, most people would say, okay, game over, next stock. And the stock was able to recover those losses within 3 days. So that looks like a shakeout to me. And the stock is trading 10-15% below its all-time high. So this is a candidate if the market is able to let's say print new all-time highs. You know, we don't know. We simply don't know if this is a bear market which is going to resume, or if it only was a correction and the correction is now nearing its end. It's very difficult to tell. But in any case, at all time, monitor these strong stocks. And I mean, I'm not advocating to put all your money into this stock, but you know, initial positions, just in case the market goes higher, then you have exposure to the strongest stock right now. This can change in 1 week or in 2 weeks. Again, when the charts change, I change my mind.
Well, when it comes to the market, when I look at the chart of the S&P 500, I do think it's a bear market rally, but it's not going to go down immediately. So I was going to ask you at what point would you get out, but I don't even think that's one thing about the market is a lot of people, they kind of want predictions of where the prices are going to go or something. And there's also a time factor, I think, that's very important, where after a market makes a big move, or like we're looking at Tesla and GDX, that it needs to, like, or most likely will, whatever the next move is going to be, pause for a little bit first. So I think that's what we're really headed for at least a week or two. I don't really think much important stuff is going to happen, but that gives people a chance to try to look, prepare for the next trade they want to do, I think.
Exactly. And then, you know, within this, let's call it consolidation period or slight pullback, it looks like it's, I mean, even today, there's the indices are holding up pretty well. And then, you know, if you believe that, well, it's not even a question of believing, you know, there will be stocks that will creep higher and even move significantly higher while the markets are moving sideways. And you can always trade these stocks and also watch for stocks which are showing above average weakness, you know. So we will see if Tesla shows weakness. It doesn't look like it right now. There's no way to tell, you know. This is not about predicting. This is about monitoring stocks. This is hard work, by the way, because you know, if you short Tesla and then, you know, the stock goes against you, at some point in time you have to close your trade. You know, there's no other way to say it. And I know most people want to know, where is gold going to be in 2 years? What is the market going to do in 2 weeks? What is the best stock? You know, give me the next 10 bagger. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. You have to go through your charts, and you have to find the stocks that are developing into new leaders, and you have to monitor stocks very closely if they develop weakness.
Well, definitely. And right now, are there any sectors in particular that you have your eye on?
Actually, last weekend, a few days ago, I did a an extensive video for my membership website, and I was pointing out biotech as a potential bounce candidate, because what we saw so far all the past, let's say, 6 weeks, the most oversold sectors bounced, you know, precious metals, actually. Oil stocks put in a crazy bounce, and biotech is extremely oversold, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, but this has the potential to bounce, and that would explain why the indices are holding up so well, you know, because there's always a new sector which is bouncing and propping up the indices that way.
Well, could you, as we wrap up, could you talk a little bit more about what you provide on your website and what people get as a member?
Yeah, sure. Basically, I try to help people, you know, make sense of the general market. You know, is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? And yeah, I mean, we're doing great. We avoided the recent crash. We took advantage of the uptrend in gold stocks, and we booked some nice profits. So yeah, that's. And recently I've started doing videos, because I think that, you know, if you talk about a, or if I talk about a stock, and if I, you know, if people see the stock and then I can annotate the stock in real time, that's how beginners, I truly believe that this is very helpful for newer traders to make sense out of, you know, chart patterns and technical concepts.
Oh, definitely. And that's the number one thing. People need to escape, you know, the January, I'm sure lots of people sold on the low the day the Dow was down 500 points. And then they got out, and then they're buying this week or something. And they really need a game plan. They need to understand how to use these charts, and need a mentor and so forth. And I think, you know, your site really can help people do all these things, and that's why I pay attention to the things you're saying myself too.
Thank you.
Sure. So thanks for taking the time to talk with me, and we'll have to do a follow-up interview soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Great pleasure.